Now, you may be having lots of different reactions to this. You may be having knee-jerk reactions. You may be having thoughtful, prayerful, discerning reactions. You may be having mixed reactions. You may be having no reactions because you haven't had a chance to really digest it. But rather than me trying to offer some synopsis of this, which I was tempted to do, I think it would be wiser to let you do that on your own. Here's what I would suggest. First of all, you do recognize that there's not anything in these prophecies that are not found in Scripture in some form or other. Even the dire, scary destruction parts. Obviously, they all have their roots in aspects of the book of Revelation and other images in the prophets of impending judgment on nations that have turned away from God and Israel, of course, itself. The judgments and chastisements and so forth that came on Israel. We've talked in previous messages, especially related to the Harbinger, about where we are as a nation and where I believe that we need to be in intercession and in prayer and in careful discernment about national issues, international issues, the condition of the church, most of all our own private, personal condition, because that's ultimately the only thing that we are capable of directly changing, if it needs changing. But then at the same time, it's not just an individual thing. We are called to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, to lift holy hands without wrath and doubting and pray for the church to live in peace and godliness so that the church can be unhindered, and pray for good government so that the church is unhindered and so forth. We've talked about those things previously. What I would ask you to do in the light of that fact, that since these things are all in Scripture, I don't find anything in these prophetic words that contradict Scripture, and I do find an element of urgency that is sounding the trumpet in specific ways to get me to wake up and pay attention to things that, oh yeah, they're in Scripture, and I can walk past my Bible every day like I can walk past the coffee table and be no more moved by what's inside the pages of that Scripture than I am by the legs on the coffee table. Just knowing it's in the Bible is not the issue. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us in the face of the events that we're passing through and the condition of the earth? Now, I just want to mention a couple of things in the time that we've got left about one of the things especially that was in Stanley Frodsham's warning. One of the things that came across over and over. And remember, this warning came in 1965. But right now, if there's ever been a time in the life of the church where there is a danger of personalities being given a position of authority greater than the Holy Spirit intended them to have, all based on name and man's ability to propagate names and fame and all that goes with it. People following after name ministries and the subtle warning that was given in that prophecy that signs and wonders and miracles and gifts would accompany certain ministries as they rise up in the end of the age. And that at first the message would be right and everything would seem right. But then after the people's hearts were captured by it, there would be a hook. There would be a turn that would be taken. And then deceptions would begin to be pouring in. I believe that's beginning to happen. I believe actually it's been happening for quite a while. I've talked pretty straight about it. people claiming to fly around to heaven and taking astral projection trips and seeing angels and claiming that they can interact with the angels at will and all kinds of other goofy, new agey, wacky things that start off at first just being silly. Then after a while, when they gain momentum, they go from being silly to being dangerous, and from being dangerous to really being destructive.